So the Pendleton Whiskey PBR, the High Velocity Tour in town tonight and tomorrow. It's a it's a great time to get the heck out of the house. A lot of folks have been snowed in with Snowmageddon over the holidays, and Dakota Lewis hanging out here with me. Kind of a family affair here. Little Hayes is here as well. And Dakota, it is kind of a family affair. Your dad, a two-time world champion. Tell me about your first experience jumping on a bull.
Yeah, no, I got to grow up in a rodeo family, and when I got on my first bull, I only lasted about 3 seconds, but it was the most exciting 3 seconds I've ever, at that point witnessed, and I just wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
And now, to being at one of the top levels in the world, it's truly a dream come true to be able to ride bulls for a living.
Yeah. Now, growing up as a kid, I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, down south, so I was familiar with riding a horse, and riding a horse was intimidating as it was. But who in their right mind goes, wow, look at this beastly thing over here. That looks like it'd be fun to ride. Did you start with mutton busting? And is this something that that Hayes is going to carry on the family torch?
Yeah, I started riding sheep and went through the junior ranks all up into every level up until what I'm at now. And Hayes, he's a pretty big supporter of mine, and he sure likes to play bull riding at the house. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to ride bulls, it wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Now, you've got the cowboy hat, and obviously it's a Pendleton thing, and you live in Montana, a lot of country folk up there. But is it true that you're more of a rocker than a country music fan, or you straddle both lines?
Well, being a cowboy, we like to have a little rock and roll. But
absolutely. So tickets are very inexpensive, like $15 or so, and they're still available. You can jump online, just check out kdot.com. you can see it on the events page. Tell folks who have never been to a PBR, they've never experienced PBR, what to expect from these events.
Oh, it's going to be action-packed. You're going to see the best bull riders going against the best bulls. And the electricity that the PBR brings is like a rock and roll concert in a way. They have the best entertainers. The announcers keep it rock and roll, and they got fireworks. I mean, it's a big family show, and it's always something new, even for us riders. There's nothing scripted, so yeah. Whatever the bull wants to do, he's going to do. So there's usually the ricks, but good Lord willing, we all just go out there, have a good time, and everyone be safe.
Yeah, now Reno and Tahoe, with all the ski resorts, is certainly an extreme sports mecca, but I would almost consider that bull riding is like the original extreme sport, right?
Well, it has been voted from Sports Illustrated the most dangerous sport in the world.
Wow.
And some days are like that, and some days are easy as getting off a bike. So
now, do the bulls travel along with you? I suppose they do. And do you get to know these bulls and kind of, how to anticipate different moves?
Yeah, the better ones get to go to the events. They have to qualify as well, so that's, they only bring the best. And you get to see the better bulls here and there, and they do have the same tendencies. But on the other aspect of that is they are animals, and they can do whatever they want. So for my game plan is just to take one jump at a time and stay in the middle.
Yeah. Do you have an opportunity to go and make friends with the bulls when they're not all upset and riding in the ring? I mean, do you hang out in the backstage area?
Oh, you would be surprised. You might walk up next to the biggest, scariest looking one, and he might walk up just wanting his back scratched. So they all have their own little personalities, and when it comes to game time, some do turn flip a switch just like the riders. But yeah. We're all out there just trying to enjoy the show as well.
Very cool. Dakota Lewis, great name, by the way. I've got three nieces, Dakota, Montana, and Cheyenne. So, and I was thinking, wow, how ironic would it be, Dakota Lewis, if you lived in Dakota, but you live in Montana. So that's cool. You've been doing this for a long time. What, 10 years now in the PBR?
Yep, 10 years in the PBR, but I've been a cowboy my whole life. So.
Very cool. Well, welcome to Reno. This is the first time you've been in the PBR here in Reno, and I hope you go out and, let's say, kick ass and take names tonight and tomorrow, man.
Sounds like a good plan.